Hawaii residents often take pride in saying that Hawaii is not like the mainland. In a state where ethnic diversity is more the norm than exception, the idea of selectively targeting a population based on ethnic or religious differences seems to run against the grain. But could this belief open the door to complacency? After a threatening phone call to the preschool at Honolulu's Temple Emmanuel 2 weeks ago, the executive director of the Civil Rights Commission called on those who share a commitment to civil rights to advocate for those who cannot advocate for themselves. He also asked that they condemn anti-Semitic, anti-Muslim, and anti-immigrant attacks and threats, acts of vandalism, and hateful rhetoric. Civil Rights Commission Executive Director William Hoshijo joins us now. Hello, Bill. Thank you for being here.
Morning, Bethan.
When we look at what appears to be a new normal on the mainland, one that seems to include a great deal of hatred, how has that been regarded in Hawaii as you have seen it, that you've been privy to things that the rest of us have not? Are we moving in that direction?
Well, I think it's one of the reasons it's so disturbing and heartbreaking to read and hear about incidents like the threat that led to the evacuation of the preschool at the Temple Emmanuel is that we really tend to think of ourselves as being different here in Hawaii, as being diverse and respecting the rights of minorities, respecting the dignity of people regardless of their race or ancestry or religion. So that's why it was so disturbing and shocking and really heartbreaking to see that news story.
That story has come and gone, but there are other things that have been bubbling around for a while. When we talked to Hakeem Owensafi, and he talked about a young woman wearing a hijab who was on a bus, and that had a better outcome in that somebody got off the bus with her to make sure that she would be able to get home safely. That bespeaks a personal responsibility that some people are willing to take and that you are asking those people who feel strongly about civil rights to take. The big question is, will they do that in the way that you would like them to?
Well, I know it's tough sometimes. People who share a commitment to civil rights really have to stand up and stand up for people who can't stand alone. I think what we see with the national environment is people feeling like they've been given license to engage in the worst kind of activity and express the worst of their beliefs. And really, no one should, no child should be subjected to hateful threats. No parent should have to fear for the safety of their children. And no community should live in fear and be subjected to hate because of who they are and what they believe in.
When you look at the proliferation of the kind of hatred that you're talking about, with bomb threats made, you know, 160 of them in 37 states and two Canadian provinces to Jewish organizations, including preschools and institutions, and that's just for Jewish institutions, many more having to do with other immigrants, but certainly Muslims. But looking at how Hawaii has some sort of role in this seems to be what you're also asking people to reflect on and consider in the statement that you released after the preschool was called. Reflecting on that, talking about that is one thing, but do you have something in your mind that you would like to see people do when you say, you know, stand up and do something, especially in a culture like ours where we have those who say, you know, I don't want to mix in?
Yeah, you know, I think we can be proud of some of the institutional responses that we've seen with our Attorney General standing up for immigrants, with the University of Hawaii making strong statements condemning attacks on immigrants. And but at the same time, I think you're right that we're looking at what we can do, what our responsibility is collectively and individually. And I think people have to make a conscious choice to stand up, to do the right thing. You know, it's not always easy to intervene, to step forward that way.
And it could be dangerous.
And it could be. But I think at the very least, people should call the police, make a report, try to do what they can to help. And if there's a threat, a hateful threat, a bigoted threat made, we should all do our part.
Can you list some of those things that you think people should take action when they hear? Or if they're privy to it, if something happens in front of them, what would the things be that you would say, call the police?
Well, I think if there's a physical threat, or if there's a crime being committed, a threat or an assault.
Or you're on a bus and you hear someone starting to go off.
Yeah. And because, you know, I think people, the real danger is that people feel that they have license to engage in these kinds of behavior. And sometimes it just takes someone to say, cut that out. But also, those kinds of incidents should be reported, because in the event that there is a criminal case, crimes that are bias motivated can be charged as hate crimes.
Have you received more complaints of late?
You know, not in in absolute numbers, but we do see complaints. We've had cases involving anti-Semitic harassment in the workplace, anti-Muslim harassment in the workplace. And, you know, under our laws, one of the things that we are concerned about is that our climate changes here, that we may see more complaints of discrimination and harassment in employment, housing, and public accommodations.
As we have those coming to our state, fleeing places where climate change is even more pronounced.
Yes. And, you know, I think we're really calling on the best of Hawaii and the best of us collectively to do the right thing and to treat people with dignity and respect.
Well, let's hope that happens. Thank you so much for coming in. Good to see you.
Thank you, Bethann.
Bill Hoshijo has served as the executive director with the Hawaii Civil Rights Commission since 1997. The HCRC is the state agency that enforces Hawaii's laws prohibiting discrimination in employment, housing, public accommodations, and state-funded services.